curgachile bunu, se trage cap curgachile. Si nous disons un grand peuple à vrai, faut nous être en bas pas de s'autobré. Yo sans respect pour constitution, dois y même c'est pas parler. Ouvrier trop que qu'on a patron, patron c'est maintenant mais à que l'État. L'État a gauche à bras, classe ouvrière, mandé réglement. La chambre, l'autre bon, en dilatoire. Yo, menton, la liton, ton menton. Pendant temps, ça, malheur et non cas. Tripode la questionner la vie. Les fines pas constater, nous pas indépendants, c'est étrange.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, frequent listeners of the show will not be surprised by the theme tonight. We lost Rick Ocasek. Actually, it was a week ago today. He passed early Monday morning. And so frequent listeners of the show will know that sometimes this is what serves as a theme for my shows. In fact, it was Daniel Johnston and Eddie Money in their recent passing that was the theme last week, and this time it'll be Rick Ocasek. We'll have to look back on not just the Cars, but also his solo stuff. Nothing about like Weezer and the bands that he produced. I don't have time for that. We're just going to focus on the Cars and on his solo stuff, the music that he made. And so I definitely have my favorites, of course. Shake It Up was an important record for me. Certainly their debut was massive, but I was a little young to appreciate that when it came out, so I didn't really get turned on to them until Shake It Up, and I believe that was 1981, I think. Yes, 1981. So, let's try this. Let's do this from Shake It Up, one of my favorites. We'll start off strong. I always like to start off strong. This is Sinchagon, probably one of the best tracks, or my favorite track on Shake It Up, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO. We'll be right back.
Too many times. get on your feet.
All right, there we go. Digging deep. I wasn't kidding. The Edge, which is an unreleased track from the Panorama Expanded Edition. Prior to that, we had I'm Not the One from Shake It Up. Dangerous Type, that was a Northern Studios version from the Candio Expanded version. And Since You're Gone, also from Shake It Up, started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. We are having a tribute show to Rick Ocasek, who passed last Sunday night into Monday. I don't know if it was during my show or if it's in the morning. He was discovered, I think, by his family members. Recently divorced from his longtime, one-time model wife, Paulina Poroskova. They divorced last year, which is strange. And then, I don't know, you're going to stay together that long. And he's not, like, really as famous as he was back in the 80s and 90s. So you'd think they would just stick it out. But whatever, they were divorced last year. Still in contact. He has, I think I saw that he had 6 sons, 2 with Paulina Poroskova. And they kept, like, his drawings and some of the last things that he had done the night before he passed. And it was Paulina who wrote a note. I think it was a post on social media about his passing. And, of course, that was confirmed by the police or whatever. So, anyway, so that's what happened a week ago. And so we're having a show. The Car is an important group here to us in 1,000 Points of Light. I am in possession of the expanded edition of their debut record, which is a phenomenal debut. Probably one of the greatest debuts in the history of rock. I'll say it right here. And the demo that got them their deal is included on this record. And the liner notes are from Maxanne Sartori, who was an original DJ from WBCN. And she goes on about how she discovered, or she found, Rick Ocasek and Ben Orr, who were together as the duo Cap and Swing. And they played something called the Newbury Street Festival in the late 70s. And they were together through a gig on New Year's Eve in New Hampshire, where they added some more players. And eventually, including David Robinson, who was... I think he was part of the original group. Yeah, I know he was part of the original group. And a one-time Modern Lover from Jonathan Richman's group. And that was when the group, the original band of the Cars, really coalesced. And it was from there they made their debut, the demo that got them their deal with Elektra, and then they were on from there. But it was BCN who was playing them very early, just the demos. So kudos to them. You know, they're long since gone. But anyway, the point is that radio could do that. And... back then. So we're going to play something from that debut record. We're going to hear Don't Just Stop, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, we don't need to hear that. That's You Are the Girl from the Door to Door record, their last one. Their last one from the 80s. I guess they did come back and do another thing in 2011, but that's effectively the last record, Door to Door. Very middling and unspectacular. I think they were pretty much mailing it in at that point. Prior to that, Heartbeat City, the record before that, with massive singles like Drive and the other ones, you might think. We heard the title track from that one. And I love the opening, like, synthesizer bed. It's really cool. It's like something I remember from, like, the 80s, like, sports opening montages.
Oh, when it's not-
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that sad song from their last record called Move Like This. That was actually after Ben Orr had passed. I think he passed in 2009. He was one of the original members. In fact, he formed the Cars in the late 70s with Rick Ocasek, and he was already gone, but Rick wanted to do another record, even though he had said that the Cars would never reunite, and it seemed like that would never happen once Ben Orr had passed, but then he decided that instead of putting out a solo record and finding random musicians or people that he had played with, he felt like having getting back together with original bandmates made the most sense, and so that's what went on in the recording of Move Like This. Before that, we heard Hello Again from Heartbeat City, and prior to that, something else from Rick Ocasek's solo discography, Something to Grab For from Beatitude. That may have been his first record. That was 1982. You're All I've Got Tonight from their debut record, started the set off, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a Rick Ocasek tribute. And I just want to read something here from the liner notes from the deluxe edition to their debut record. This is from Brett Milano, one of the many writers who contributed to the liner notes. He was talking about Rick Ocasek's sense of irony. Was Good Times Roll really a good time anthem or something a little more sinister? How often does a love object get hit with a zinger like, you think you're so illustrious, you call yourself intense? And was You're All I've Got Tonight, a song we heard earlier in that set we just went through, supposed to be a pledge of love or a subtle put-down? There was definitely a little self-conscious irony in there, says Greg Hawks, who usually co-wrote one song per album. We started out wanting to be electric and straight-ahead rock, and it turned into an artier kind of thing. So we're going to hear Good Times Roll right here, one of the three lead singles. And it was every song, it says here, every song on this record received substantial FM airplay. And I don't doubt it, not for a minute. So we're going to hear a live version of Good Times Roll, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. and I was crazy.